T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, well, we know Davis Mills needs that, and we'll see how that goes for him, especially against this really tough Carolina Panthers team that's 2-0 and has looked really, really good this this year so far. Nick Wilson over he does middays at WFNZ in Charlotte. Nick's been out here getting real aggressive now, really feeling himself on social media and really feeling like I saw him hit me with, boy, if Houston fans could hear this segment I just did, it would piss them smooth off. So I can't wait to hear what Nick's got to say. So what's the vibe, Nick? What's the vibe? You've been talking to people in Charlotte today. What's the vibe about this game?
Joe, Clint, I'm a peacock. You got to let me fly, all right? This game, the vibe on this game is they being the Carolina Panthers, better open up multiple cans of whoop-ass so that by halftime I can be half in the bag on my birthday, or I'm going to be tomorrow, I'm leading the show saying, why wasn't this a 50-point victory? I want Bama versus Mercer numbers tonight, guys.
Wow. Oh, wow. First of all, happy birthday.
In the bag. I'm not saying happy birthday to Nick after that.
I will. I have no problem.
The hell with that.
Happy birthday.
I don't know what he's drinking. But.
I mean, you're that high on care. I mean, like, I'm high. I watched the film. I see some good football now. There's no doubt it's improvement. It's impressive. But y'all are that high on Carolina 2 games into this thing?
I think maybe there's a little bit of hyperbole at play here. I maybe don't need Bama versus Mercer, but I could use a tut or two win tonight. I think we're still figuring out what we have truly in Sam Darnold and that Panthers offense, and specifically to the guys protecting Sam. I think they've done a good job of basically hiding the fact that they don't have a good offensive line outside of Taylor Moten. And they've done it by getting the ball out quickly. They've done it by really balancing the run and pass game and having a lot of success there. So offensively, I don't know. But defensively, yes. This is the most impressive defense I've seen. And it's not the headline. I know everybody always pays attention to how many sacks or quarterback hits or pressures. That stuff is obviously impressive here. They lead the league in the NFL in sacks. What impresses me most, though, is they're also really stout against the run, which I think is going to come in handy tonight. And I've been really surprised with their ability and coverage to this point. I just think they're a really well-executing three-level defense that I don't think has like a true weakness. I think that's where I'm putting a lot of my Panther hubris in tonight's game and just coming off their 2-0 start.
All right, Nick Wilson, who is bringing it here, who says he wants to be half in the bag by the half. So this thing needs to get away from him for the Panthers. All right, so that defense seems to be real, you believe. What about Sam? Is Sam real? Is this a completely different guy, or are you all still a little skeptical and wait and see with Sam?
Well, I think you have to be skeptical through 2 games, right? Like, I saw a guy that absolutely knows more football than I did, but Kurt Warner, after Jameis throws 5 tuts week 1, he comes out and predicts Jameis is going to do another 5 tuts in week 2 against the Panthers. And that dude knows, he's a doctorate level football. I'm just a schmo over here with my GED. I knew that wasn't going to happen with Jameis. So is there a little bit of curiosity how much fool's gold? Yes. But I think there was something that really, I'm the foremost Sam detractor in this town. I have gotten endless beef for saying that Sam or bust was not the right way to go about it. And there was something to me in the Saints game that really impressed me. The Saints did a great job in the second half of bottling up Christian McCaffrey early on drives. So Sam was facing second and tens, and he was facing third and tens or third and eights. And four times in that situation, on the strength of his arm and a good decision alone, he made the right call and got them 10 when they needed it. He got them 16 when they needed 11. That, to me, was the first sign that maybe this isn't just smoke and mirrors with Sam, that maybe, just maybe, you can trust him to make those throws, because he threw them into a lopsided win over the Saints.
Nick, I'm no Kurt Warner, nor would I ever shape my mouth to say that Jameis Winston is going to throw five touchdowns again ever. Not ever, but definitely not consecutive games. But I'm going to tell you, man, and you cover it closer than I do. I believe Sam Darnold and Joe Brady and obviously Christian McCaffrey, that combination, I believe more in Sam Darnold being the right guy in Carolina right now than I believe that defense is as good as they've shown.
That's interesting. Why do you say that?
Well, because I think the defense is good. There's no question about that. And I love the fact that it's 11 guys good. It's not just because one guy's up there kicking ass. You know, they're 11 good. But I think I think they've played two quarterbacks that we know that just to a fault hold the football too long. To a fault try to drive the football down the field, right? And I think if you look at the Saints with Jameis Winston, the perfect marriage for Sean Payton was a guy like Drew Brees who would check the football down. Sean Payton has got a lot of Jameis Winston in him. I know people don't want to talk about it, but he's got a lot of Jameis Winston in him. Let's go force this thing down the field, air yards. And I think that Carolina capitalized off that. And I think the numbers are probably a tad bit inflated because of that.
Mm-hmm. I don't hate that. And I think the quarterback, you know, that was a big talking point this week from us, is how much does what the quarterbacks are playing matter, and really some of the injury breaks. Obviously, the Saints had the pandemic thing going on this last week. Obviously, they were missing Marshawn Lattimore. They were also missing Michael Thomas on the other side of the field. The Jets were missing Carl Lawson. They were starting a rookie quarterback. So I think it's fair to wonder how much that factors in here. I think the big thing was Sam, though, getting back to the idea that he could be more of a sure thing than the defense. I think it's been really, really promising. In the same way that you could say we could pick apart the defenses that are the offenses that the Panthers' defenses played, I do want to see him go out there against Washington, where when that team's generating pressure, just good guy, you better have a good game plan. You better get the ball out quickly. I want to see him up against Buffalo in December on the road. Those are really the benchmarks for me. When I see those things happen, then I'm going to buy a Sam Darnold jersey, and I'll be half in the bag at every game, not just on Thursday Night Football.
All right, Nick, man, appreciate you for joining us and giving us the insight from the Panther side of things. Nick, check him out at Nick Wilson Says on Twitter, Instagram, or as he says, his Insta. You can check him out there. But, man, always enjoy listening to you and Stan every midday, and enjoy the game tonight. I hope you're hammered, but I hope you're pissed off and hammered in the fourth quarter.
Well, hey, I want to say thank you, guys. Thank you for the happy birthday. And to the Texans fans, stay strong, guys. You guys deserve better. At some point, you're going to get better again. And you guys have put up with a lot down there. I just love the passion of those Houston fans, man. So keep going, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.